This is episode number 446 on how to build a massive social media following.
Welcome to the School of Greatness. My name is Lewis Howes, former pro athlete turned lifestyle entrepreneur. And each week we bring you an inspiring person or message to help you discover how to unlock your inner greatness. Thanks for spending some time with me today. Now let the class begin.
Hey guys, I'm going to talk about the power of social media and how to build a massive online following. And really, why should we be focusing on social media? Why is it so important? Why is it meaningful? Over the last 9 years, I've been building my following, and I've realized that without being on social media, I would have a fraction of the opportunities I have right now. I would have a fraction of the sales I get right now for my business. I would have a fraction of the listeners on my podcast. My book launch would not have been successful. All these things relate to the success of my social media following. And if I didn't have the audience that I have on social media, I'm talking about YouTube, I'm talking about Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, LinkedIn, all these places where we've built a following and engaged an audience. If we didn't have that, my business would be a fraction of what it is. And a lot of businesses out there would be a fraction of what they are if they didn't have the audience that they have on social media. So this is not just a thing that we can maybe consider in the future or maybe we can think about. It's a must if you want to really accelerate your business and create the maximum opportunities. Also, all of the side opportunities that have come from having a large social media following, from the speaking gigs, from the other sponsorship opportunities I get, from the consulting deals, from the investment deals, all the other things that come from having an audience and having some type of influence online is extremely powerful and important. And again, it wouldn't have happened. None of this would happen without an audience on social media. So really make sure that you're focusing on how can I build my audience and understand the importance of social media. It's not just a thing that maybe you should consider. It's a thing you really need to be focusing on, especially with the digital age and how everything is moving online today. So focus your energy on a long-term strategy. And in this episode, we're really talking about the 7 key points to build a massive social media following. So let's dive in.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card, you call the number for help and can't get a hold of anyone if you only had a Discover card. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. Capella University's game-changing FlexPath format helps you learn at your own pace and fit earning a degree into your life. From before you enroll to after you graduate, you'll be supported by people who are invested in your success so you can pursue your goals, knowing that help is available if you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Okay, quick math. The less your business depends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/greatness. netsuite.com/greatness. Again, head to netsuite.com/greatness.
What's up, guys? Lewis Howes here, and welcome to this episode 446 on how to build a massive social media following. Now, I get this a lot. A lot of people are asking me, how are you growing your following and how are you leveraging it to generate more sales for your business and services? So in today's episode, we're covering the top 7 ways to build a massive social media following. And at the end, I'm going to give you a link for a free download on our top resources and tools for building, growing, and automating this growth as well. Now, this is a topic that a lot of people are asking about, but only a few people actually get it right. And think about your most favorite accounts that you like to follow, whether it be on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. Think about, there's only really a few people in an industry that are doing it extremely well, that seem to have the right content, to seem to have the right engagement, and that seem to have the right growth. So I've been analyzing this for the last 9 years as I've been building my social media following, and I'm going to break down again the top 7 ways on how you can do it right now. Point number 1. Focus on authenticity over trying to be perfect. Now, a lot of people I see are paralyzed by their perfectionism. They're constantly trying to have the right image and the right text and the right things to say all the time, but it actually holds them back from being real, from being a human being. We really connect with people who are authentic instead of people who are trying to be someone they're not. So don't try to put information out there that's not you, that isn't really who you're all about or what your brand is all about. Make sure you have a unique voice for your brand and be consistent with that unique voice. Point number 2 is to be consistent. Now, this is with your posting scheduling. You make sure you're doing it on a consistent daily basis or weekly basis, wherever you're going to be posting. Make sure you have a timeline. How frequently are you going to do it? Don't post 10 times in one day and then one time another day or not at all. Make sure people know what to expect based on what you're going to be posting and be consistent with that. Also, be consistent with the style. Don't try to do a bunch of videos or images in one certain way and then the next day switch all up for something different. Be consistent for a while to build up a theme and a voice with that consistency. Point number 3, make sure you find your voice and speak to a targeted audience. Figure out who is exactly your customer or your follower or your fan base. Figure out who that person is. Think inside their mind, inside their heart. What are their biggest needs, their challenges? And speak to that individual. Figure out who they are and make sure you're speaking to them. Number 4, don't make it about you. Don't make it all about what you're up to constantly. Make sure you're sharing what other people are doing. Collaborate with other individuals, either in your space or other businesses. Talk about other resources than what you provide and share great content from other people. Again, be more of a curator and a facilitator than just always talking about me, 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 or your own brand constantly. The more value you can add by curating information and giving the best resources, the more people you will attract to following you and your brand as well. Number 5, make sure to play the long game. You're not going to build this massive following overnight. It's just not going to happen. You may have a couple of cool pieces of content that take off and get you a bunch of followers in a week or a month or something like that, and that's cool and that's a bonus. But to keep them is all about being engaged over the long haul, is having a strategy and a game plan about being consistent over time, consistently adding value, engaging with your audience, making sure you're not just trying to build really quickly and then lose it all very fast as well. So think about this as a long-term game, a long-term strategy of what you're going to do to cultivate, to build, to engage the audience over time.
One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, like those quote unquote free trials that somehow still charge your card for something, or when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding deep in the fine print. And I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like those bills that keep going up and up for no reason at all. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare, but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have somewhere else. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But you don't take yada yada in life. So don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide. When you get a new car or a new home, your first reaction might be to say things like, oh yeah, or I can't believe it, or booyah. But what you really want to say is the one thing that can get you the help you need. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm is there with the coverage you need for your car, your home, and even boats, motorcycles, RVs, and other things that matter to you. With a State Farm agent, you know someone is there to help you choose the coverage you need. With so many coverage options, it feels good knowing you can find what fits for you. And when you need ways to get help, State Farm gives you options there too, in person or on the phone with your local agent, or on statefarm.com, where their award-winning app State Farm lets you do things your way. So when you need help protecting the things that matter most, remember to say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Number six, make sure you're giving massive value. There's so much noise out there on social media right now, and if you're just doing the same thing that everyone else is doing, you're going to get stuck in the noise. So make sure you're standing out by adding value. Have someone on your team, or make sure yourself that you're finding the top resources, that you're giving the best value, the best information, that you're offering tools and solutions for your audience, or entertainment or humor, whatever it is that you're looking to do to build. Make sure you're really thinking about value first, not just, oh, I said I was going to post today at this time, so I got to put something out there. Make sure everything is intentional, useful, helpful, and adds value to whoever is going to see that post. Number seven, make sure you're exploring different media outlets and different media types. Now, if you're a written person, you like to write, then maybe you're just going to be writing down information and posting quotes and written text. Visual works extremely well on social media, so make sure you're playing with photography, design, and also video is working extremely well. So figure out which medium works best for you, but also be open to learning and growing and testing different medias. Obviously, I use audio with the podcast, I use video with my YouTube channel, and I use the video content, and I post it on other sites as well with micro content. We're posting quotes and just helpful resources with written text and images for people to share. So figure out what works best for you, what works best for your brand, your voice, your consistency, the unique gifts that you have in order to create that information. Use different mediums and figure out what works best for you. Some of the accounts that I like in my own industry are people like The Rock, Chalene Johnson. I like Adillionaire on Instagram, and Think Grow Prosper on Instagram as well. The things I like about them is they're unique. They have their own voice. They're not trying to be someone they're not. They are consistent. They're constantly adding value, and they collaborate with other people. They're offering a lot of value. That's the key thing that they're doing, but they're all standing out and they're applying these seven different strategies that's helped them build their following, that's helped them cultivate and engage with that audience, and really help that audience convert into sales and other things they're looking for them to do. So make sure to follow some of those accounts to see what I like in my industry, people who are doing it well, and exactly based on these seven principles, they're doing all of them themselves. So check them out and let me know what you think. Also, leave a comment below on this video or on the show notes here about the top pages that you like, people who are doing it well, brands who are doing it well, who've built incredible social media followings, but also just have a unique voice and they stand out from the crowd. Who are those individuals, those brands, and what are those pages? Leave a comment below with your favorites, and maybe we'll feature them in a future episode. Again, these are my top seven ways to build a massive social media following, and it really boils down to thinking about the long term. Again, nothing is going to happen overnight. I've been doing this for over 9 years now, and I'm still learning and growing, and it's all about that long-term growth. So apply each one of these seven principles. Make sure you're following them all And if you're not, make sure to optimize them to the best of your ability right now for that long-term growth. Also, we've got a free report download with our top tools and resources for how to automate, how to grow, how to manage, and schedule all of your social media strategy as well. So click the link below in the show notes or on this video on YouTube, or it'll be right here on the YouTube video somewhere. Make sure to click on it. It's a free download for our top tools on how to grow your audience in an automated, massive way. Go to the show notes at lewishouse.com/446 to get the link right there. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Again, lewishouse.com/446 to get all the show notes. And also go to lewishouse.com/social to get our top resources on how to build, manage, and schedule your social media following. Again, this is the top resources that we use to automate everything online with our engagement, our growth, our scheduling, our content creation around social media, and what some of the top brands and individuals are using as well for their resources for audience growth and automation. So again, make sure to go to lewishouse.com/social to download the free PDF right now. This is a powerful episode. Again, these are some key principles. If you found this valuable, please share it with your friends, lewishouse.com/446. Leave a comment below on the show notes and talk about the key element that you need to add into your social media following that you're not doing. Maybe you're not as consistent. Maybe you haven't found your unique voice yet. Figure out what that is and leave a comment below. Also, make sure, again, to share this with your friends and let them know about the free report at lewishouse.com/social. Hope you guys enjoyed this one, and you know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
You can start your day off right when you find a professional on Angie to get your plumbing right first. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.